Sudden and unfortunate, West Virginia hardwood producer shuts down, affecting 850 jobs. By Amy Furr on February 24, 2024. A West Virginia hardwood producer shut down on Friday, a move that erased hundreds of jobs that were filled by community members. When State Economic Development Secretary Mitch Carmichael heard that Allegheny Wood Products, which has been operating for the past 50 years, had closed, he described the situation as very sudden and unfortunate, Metro News reported on Friday. According to WCHS-TV, the decision affects approximately 850 workers and contractors. However, the outlet noted that state officials are working to help find jobs for those who no longer have one. The company had a meeting with employees on Thursday and Friday to inform them of the decision, the Metro News article said, adding its owners had been working to sell the company. However, those attempts were unsuccessful and financing also did not work out, the outlet continued. Allegheny Wood Products is based in Grant County but has a number of locations and various operations around the state, including in Kingwood, where its largest mill is located. The company has an operation including its headquarters in an industrial park near Petersburg and a fumigation facility in Moorefield. The company employs about 600 people but also a few hundred contractors. Hardy County residents opposed a second fumigation facility that Allegheny was seeking last year. The company withdrew its application for an air quality permit last May. Meanwhile, a steelworkers union president in West Virginia recently shared his frustration regarding the International Trade Commission's move against tariffs pertaining to foreign tin imports, Fox Business reported Monday. The decision may close down a mill and affect nearly 1,000 jobs. The report added, "This is a total travesty. It's totally un-American to me. It's one of the most un-American decisions that has ever been made that's going to jeopardize the food industry in this country. It's going to be a national security issue." Mark Gliptis, president of the United Steelworkers Local 2911 Union, said Monday on Fox and Friends First. Gliptis is vowing to fight to keep the mill running. He believes it's possible with support from some in Washington, including West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin and Ohio Democrat Senator Sherrod Brown. Breitbart News reported in January that most Americans are not happy with the direction of President Joe Biden's economy as they struggle to make ends meet. Pick any measure of consumer sentiment you find and the reading will be the same. The Biden economy stinks, John Carney wrote.